At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart. And your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles. And as the best resale value brand, according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicle's projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Here we go. Hour three of the GBAC Nation here on The Fan. Rangers pregame is coming up at 6:30. Kamar Rocker is going to be on the hill. France just finished off Senegal 3-1. Mbappe tallying twice. Mbaye tallying for Senegal. And they almost got a late one as well that would have made it 3-2, but a lot of late action. You have Iraq and Norway coming up at 5 o'clock, and then Argentina, Algeria later on. If you want to download the DraftKings app and use code DFW, The Fan, they got a special promotion in there for you. Get you some promotional dollars to make the World Cup even more fun. Okay, Ari Temkin, Big 12 Radio, joining you now here on The Fan as we continue to react to the Brendan Sorsby. I mean, what a story, Ari. Good afternoon. Let's just start there. How the hell are you?
I'm great, Dawson. How are you, buddy?
Doing good, and I wanted to congratulate you for calling this perfectly before the injunction happened. That was a really illuminating interview you did with us a couple of weeks ago. But what else do you have for us? What ultimately led to the decisions and the actions that the conference and Sorsby have taken here over the last 2 days?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things we talked about a couple of weeks back was, you know, that this injunction would be granted and that it would create a firestorm around the situation. And, you know, I probably even undersold what kind of a firestorm we would see, because it appeared like both Peck and Sorsby weren't exactly ready. And, you know, quite frankly, for the firestorm that hit, who could be ready for a situation like that? And so, you know, I mean, just the public pressure, you know, really, I think in many ways forced the Big 12's hand. And, you know, the one thing I'll give Brett Yormark credit for, the commissioner of the Big 12, who's done a fantastic job throughout this, is, you know, he's about getting consensus. And I think as a leader, that's a really important thing to have. You know, when you have 16 different members with 16 different agendas, and in this case, you had 15 members on one side and one on the other side, and the 15 members on one side represented the wants of all of college football and the college football world. And, you know, so Yormark in many ways was the last line of defense for everybody else that didn't want him to play. And it seemed like that was pretty much everybody. And so, you know, that played out. And I think just the pressure of everything, I think all these fingers pointed at Sorsby. Eventually, I think Sorsby read the writing on the wall and figured that the best move was, you know, to remove himself from the situation and enter the supplemental draft, which is how we've gotten here.
Ari, with everything that's gone on with this and, you know, the Big 12, to your point, looking at, like, Tech, and is there anything we can do here to try and, whether it's, you know, punish Tech or punish Sorsby, there's a team in the conference in Cincinnati that I think there's a lot of people in Lubbock that believe led the NCAA down this path to begin with and that knew about Brendan Sorsby while he was playing for them last year. Is there any conversation in the conference about, like, Cincinnati and their role in this?
Yeah, there's been a lot of noise around that. And, you know, for the people that cover the Bearcats in Cincinnati that I've spoken with, you know, don't seem to feel like there's a lot of smoke around that in terms of Cincinnati knew, didn't say anything, and allowed him to play. I'd imagine if that was true, or if there were teeth to it, that the NCAA would look at that. I'm sure that there could be even, you know, some criminal charges that might have been investigated for that. So I'm just not sure that I'm willing to buy it. Now, granted, I think I'm sure he had teammates that knew that he was doing this. In fact, in Indiana, there's stories about it. So, you know, whether teammates knew about it, whether the administration knew about it, I think those are two different things. In this particular instance, it sounds like it was the police that tipped off, you know, some of these gaming commissions in each of these states, and that's really what got this thing going. But it's been kind of a crazy roller coaster here since April, since the end of April. And yeah, I mean, look, this is the first time publicly we've heard about some infighting within the Big 12. You know, the ACC, it's become very common there. There's a lot of hurt feelings amongst the top of the ACC that wants to get out, wants to get more money, like their SEC and Big Ten brethren. And, you know, you have always disagreements amongst those other schools, those other conferences. You know, again, I'll give Yormark credit for his ability to really keep most of this kind of stuff in-house. But this is a situation that obviously couldn't stay in-house because of the, you know, so obvious disagreement. And then big picture, guys, the Big 12 still has a lawsuit, a federal lawsuit pending against Ken Abbott, Ken Paxton, just combining the governor and the attorney general for a second there, against Ken Paxton. And it's really more about setting a precedent here for college football moving forward. And this is kind of a landmark deal here where it basically says, like, no, local municipalities and government jurisdiction cannot intervene. We have a agreement in place amongst all of the Big 12 conference members, and they cannot intervene in matters like that. And by the way, our rules will supersede any NCAA rules or even local laws because, you know, this is basically interstate commerce across multiple state lines when it comes to conference affiliation. So this lawsuit is something that to really pay attention to, because if the Big 12 wins, this sets a precedent across all of college football about the control and power that conferences can have here.
Okay, to that point, Ari Temkin, Big 12 Radio, do you feel like the Big 12 would have succeeded in sanctioning Tech?
I do. I absolutely do.
Why?
Yes, they would have, because they filed in federal court. They did not go after the specifics of the Sorsby. They went more after a broad, hey, we should be allowed to, within our bylaws, follow these in order to punish, you know, in situations we deem punishable. It was not going to be a home court advantage, if you will. It was going to be, you know, it was in federal court with federal judges looking at that from a whole different matter. So, you know, if you're a dork like me and you're really into some, like, really good old-fashioned lawyering, like, this is what's happened here is really, really interesting. And it just shows how creative you can get sometimes when it comes to the law, and how smart you can be. I think the you know, the Big 12 used to have inside counsel. That that lawyer left and went to the SEC, funny enough. And so they hired sort of an outside counsel to do this, and it was, I mean, a stroke of genius again because of the way that they, you know, it didn't attack the ruling, the injunction. They stayed away from the injunction. They kept it more broad. They filed in a federal court, which, you know, wouldn't have given anybody home court advantage, especially a Ken Paxton, you know, the attorney general of the state of Texas. So I think it was a very smart maneuvering. And look, again, Brett Yormark, you know, he has very much measured even though he does seem like the type of guy that, you know, talks a lot and is, you know, very much, you know, kind of like running a circus, you know, with how he promotes. I think so much of what he does is so smart, it's so thought out, And I think this is the perfect example of that.
Am I detecting maybe some early pre-law before you pivoted to journalism smartly?
No, but I feel like I need a law degree now to talk about this. My line is always, I'm not a lawyer, but sometimes I play one on the radio.
Yeah. You've gotten pretty damn good at it, man. Ari Temkin with us here on 105.3 The Fan. So I know when we talked last, you said you were going through your preview with Sorsby in mind starting for Tech. So with him now no longer with the program, is Tech still the clear favorite for you, or how do you stack the Big 12?
Yeah, I think if you talk to, you know, nine, ten people in this that cover this conference, I think 9 out of 10 would probably tell you that Tech is still the favorite. I've got BYU as the favorite, and that's just simply based on what they have returning versus Tech, who, remember, lost 9 players to the NFL draft. And, you know, the fact that they're the favorites in the conference despite having 9 players drafted says a lot about their ability to retain talent.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart. And your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles. And as the best resale value brand, according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicle's projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit KellyBlueBooksKBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Talent to bring talent in from the outside, and they're going to be extremely talented. But you've got to replace what was essentially a transcendent defense. I mean, they set records, you know, all time in college football in terms of stop rate and some of the other numbers. So, like, it's not just like, will the defense be good, but will the defense be historically good? Because that's what they were last year. And I find that hard to believe. And now on top of this, you're breaking in a, you know, an inexperienced quarterback. Will Hammond has played and played well at times, but he's still got a lot of inexperience. Oh, by the way, he's come back from a torn ACL, and we're not even sure when he's going to be available. On the other side, you know, BYU has an experienced quarterback in Bear Bachmeyer, who was a true freshman starting last year. He spent the entire offseason, you know, in Provo. There's some familiarity. The leading rusher in the Big 12 last year was BYU's LJ Martin, who's a Texas kid. And, you know, he's back. Their defense is entirely back. It was the strength of the team last year. The only guy missing is their defensive coordinator, who went with Kyle Whittingham to Michigan. So their biggest issue is replacing Jay Hill, their defensive coordinator. But on the field, from a personnel standpoint, I think they have more continuity, more, you know, more guys that were there last year that, for me, pushes BYU over the edge. But, you know, don't sleep on Tech at all. They're very much, very much in the conversation in terms of this, you know, being favorites for this conference this year.
Ari Temkin, Big 12 Radio with us here in the G-Bag Nation. Now, the way this has all ended with Sorsby sort of just bailing on everything, is it, you think Tech is relieved, or are they pissed?
It's a great question. I just think the fallout is really interesting. For Sorsby, I mean, he's getting his cake and he's eating it too. Cody Campbell mentioned yesterday publicly that they're not going to ask for the $5 million back that they paid him. So nice goodwill gesture there from Cody. Wish he'd hand out more $5 million checks without asking for anything in return. Sorsby gets to walk away and still get his $5 million and, get an opportunity at the NFL. Now, look, I think Sorsby, had he played a year, like, the jury's still very much out on him from an NFL evaluation standpoint. I've mentioned this a lot, but it's worth pointing out again. Cincinnati and Sorsby have not won a game in the month of November since 2023. Sorsby, when he was in Indiana, and Cincinnati, when Luke Fickell was still their head coach. So it's been a really rough couple of years here in terms of how bad they've played in November. And last I checked, it's the most important month in college football. So, and I'm not, I don't think it's all Sorsby or all Cincinnati. I think there's probably a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B as to why they've tanked the last two Novembers. But, like, these are legitimate questions that NFL evaluators are going to have. And this was the year at Tech with all this talent that he was supposed to prove that he could in front of NFL evaluators. And I think there's still very much a question mark about him. So, look, I think he'll get picked. Will he get picked as high as had he played the whole year at Texas Tech? I doubt it. I think, my guess is there'll be a fourth-round tender on him, and some team's going to end up with a guy that could have become a first-round draft pick, a quarterback for a fourth-round pick. But we'll see, because, even though there's the gambling part that hangs over his head and the questions about his ability to play hanging over his head, I still think that teams will take a chance on him. In terms of Tech, I think – there's probably a couple, some mending of relationships they've got to do with the Big 12. I mean, they basically were willing to take the Big 12 to court and even had one of their big armed muscles reach out to the Attorney General of the state of Texas to threaten them in order to do it. So, I think this is one of those situations in which Tech stepped out of line. They did it under the guise of trying to win more football games, and, they got called out for it. And so we'll see what happens now. And even if the Big 12 acts, to punish Tech in a certain way. We'll see if they do it. But look, the reality is, guys, the best interest of the Big 12 was for Brennan Sorsby to play. Now, maybe not from a PR standpoint, but from a competition standpoint. Texas Tech's ability to win the Big 12 and get far into the playoff really hinged on Sorsby. And so I think the fact that the Big 12 did this in some ways to cut off their nose despite their face speaks to, doing what's in the best interest of college football, maybe more so than doing what's in the best interest of the Big 12 and the Big 12's most important brand right now, which is Texas Tech.
Hey, Ari, do you think that Sorsby did this thinking that down the line that maybe not the Big 12, but the committee that votes for the playoffs might go against Tech or look down on Tech because of this, and then it would affect all those guys? He'd only been there 1 year. Everybody else had been there maybe 3, 4, 5 years, that kind of thing. Do you think he was worried about that maybe the committee would come down on Tech at the end of the day?
Let me ask you this, Broadus, as somebody that's been in NFL locker rooms.
Yeah.
Do you think that there would be players in that locker room that would hold it against Brennan Sorsby if he were on the team this year?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
I figured that there were probably some guys that would be okay with that. I figured there are probably some guys that might not agree with Sorsby and being able to play.
Yeah.
And so I think because of that, look, AP voters, like, all of this stuff would have been impacted. So I think it absolutely would have created chaos and issues within the psyche of that locker room, because it wasn't going away. It was only going to get worse and worse and worse. And I think at some point, Sorsby's representation realized that.
Well, I think that, and good for him, because we talked about, I know yesterday, I said, listen, I was him, I'd go for the supplemental draft right now. But I kind of look at as a guy who's been in locker rooms like that, if somebody will help you win games, you will bend over backwards. You will defend that person to the hilt if that guy is helping you win games. And can I ask you another question, Ari, though? Why do you think Tech didn't ask him back for the money?
I think at that point they had lost a PR battle. I think it came directly from Cody Campbell's pocket, and $5 million in Cody Campbell's world is basically nothing. And so sure. I think they figured, oh, that's just the fine we're paying right now in order to at least have, you know, a little bit of goodwill. That's my guess here, is Cody Campbell has so much money that $5 million doesn't even mean anything to him.
Right.
And then on top of that, like all of, I think just from a PR standpoint, this was so poorly handled by Tech, by Cody Campbell, that it was almost like, all right, at least this won't make us look bad, despite all the other things that have made us look bad.
Do you think Tech was worried that he might say something that they were trying to keep quiet?
That could very much be the case.
Hush money?
Yeah.
I think that could absolutely be the case, 100%.
Well, I didn't mean to take you down that path, but I was just wondering why you would not ask for $5 million back. And why would the guy not give the $5 million back himself?
Yeah,
you know, unless you had a deal where it's like, listen, just for all this, what's going on our end, keep the money and we'll call it a day, okay? And that way you have some goodwill with the kid.
Thanks,
and maybe,
for
yeah. Well, and real quick, guys, and maybe Jeffrey Kessler did it quid pro quo, or maybe he spent $5 million with Jeffrey Kessler representing him.
Yeah,
he's Ari Temkin, Esquire.
Yeah.
with you here in the nation.
Perry Mason.
Big 12
well
Radio.
Well
I love
done.
It, dude. Thank you so much, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Appreciate it, guys. Be well. Take
there
care.
There we go. Salute to you. Okay, we're coming back with a C-note, everything George Pickens had to say as he returned. It's next on The Fan.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart, and your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles, and as the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicle's projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.